Some folks said the angel's hat smiled on him and blessed his hands. Others say the devil stole his soul. But I
Welcome back to the Lehigh Valley with Love, a podcast. Today, we're talking with singer-songwriter Alex Raddus, ahead of Songcraft in the Round at Godfrey Daniels on Thursday, July 16th. Really quickly, this conversation is brought to you by our friends at Wind Creek Event Center, Michael Bernadin with Remax Real Estate, WDIY 88.1 FM, Banco Beverage Company, and QuoteAhead.com. Alex Raddus, for those who are unfamiliar, curates the quarterly Soundcraft in the Round series at Godfrey Daniels, where songwriters perform original music, share stories, and talk about the craft behind the songs. The July edition is special because it's a family affair, where Alex is joined by his uncle, Doug Old Moose Anderson, one of Alex's earliest influences. We're going to talk about this as we get ahead here. So, Alex, first of all, welcome to the show. It's a pleasure to meet you. We've talked online and through email a bunch of times, so it's a pleasure to finally meet you in person.
Yeah, likewise. Thanks so much for having me on. Appreciate it.
So, you know, you were just saying how you just got back from Nashville. You've been doing a lot of great stuff, you know, in the last few years, but especially this summer as well. I kind of want to go to the beginning, though. Can you tell us how Alex got involved in music? When did you first pick up an instrument?
Well, you know, like a lot of us, I picked up instruments in elementary school doing kind of the band thing and the orchestra thing. And I loved that. And I wish I'd stuck with violin, man, because I would really love to still be playing that. But I didn't. I wanted to be a shredder on the guitar. You know, my guitar heroes were my biggest heroes growing up. And, you know, so I got myself an electric guitar when I was in like fifth grade. And then it turned out, like so many other kids, I didn't really have the wherewithal for all that practicing stuff and learning stuff and scales and whatever. But eventually I started writing songs, and that's when I got hooked. That got under my skin in a way that sitting around practicing scales never did. And I think I wrote my first song on the guitar when I was like maybe 13, 14, and it just snowballed from there. I've always been doing it. I like to think I've gotten a little better since then.
And you cannot take cover, so let the water fill your aquifer. Let it runneth over, let it become a river. Now your storms at sea, you've never been tossed. Do all this and more if you're lucky. If you're lucky enough to get lost.
I mean, you've opened for Livingston Taylor, Richie Havens, Daryl Scott, Lori McAllister, performed with John Gorka, who's a Godfrey Daniels regular. But you just earned the Falcon Ridge Folk Festival some recognition there. And you had a single reach number 10 on the folk radio charts. So, I mean, it's a lot of great stuff from happening. What, like, how do you, you know, continue to, you know, practice your craft and tour kind of at the same time, so to speak?
Yeah, it's always a challenge. It's always a little bit of triage. And I think, you know, any artist who's trying to do it at a professional or even semi-professional level gets it, that it's just a hustle and you got to love it. You know, any given day I've got my musician hat on or my promoter hat on or my agent hat on or whatever it is, or the tour, you know, or just the tour bus driver hat. You know, I spend a lot of time just driving.
Yeah.
And you got to love it, and you got to do it for the heart, because, you know, otherwise that kind of thing can be a grind. But if you're doing it for the right reasons, for the most part, it doesn't feel like work.
And one of the things that isn't like work, I would hope, is Songcraft in the Round at Godfrey Daniels. I mean, you said how, you know, songwriting was, you know, a big love and storytelling. Talk about this specific event. How did it kind of come up? And then kind of describe what goes on at these.
Yeah, so, you know, when I go out on tour, and I mean, I'm not a well-known artist, right? So I'm frequently going to places where I've never played before, or people don't necessarily know me. And But, you know, you find these spots or you find these communities where even though people don't know you, you still get on a stage in front of a bunch of people who are listening. And that's just such a magical experience on the road. And I wanted to turn around and kind of return that favor or even pay it forward by starting something in the Lehigh Valley where I could rely on my own draw here locally to make sure people come out and hear singer-songwriters who are on tour, who aren't real well known yet, that I can put them in front of an audience that, you know, doesn't know them yet. And when they come back around to the Lehigh Valley, they're going to be able to build on that. And so that was the impetus for it. I wanted it to not only be focus on original music, but on the why and the how of songwriting and get, you know, make sure we get into the stories and our inspirations. And the one coming up on the 16th is really exciting because it really blends all of that so well. Mm-hmm. I'm going to host my uncle, Doug Anderson. He goes by, well, he used to go by Moose as an artist because he's real tall. He's strong. And his job back in the day was helping load the upright piano onto the back of the flatbed truck. And him and his buddies would drive around town on the flatbed playing music. So he got the name Moose. Now he calls himself Ole Moose. But anyway, he was one of my influences, one of my first influences growing up. My grandparents' generation played. We would have family reunions with their kind of jazz and like crooner stuff, jamming out to that. Their kids were into the folk music of the 60s and 70s and rock and singer-songwriter stuff, and they got me into that. And Doug is, he's a great songwriter. He went to Moravian, so he's a Lehigh Valley guy. He was playing at Godfrey Daniels with his college buddies, John Gorka, Russ Rentler, Richard Schindel.
That's great.
They had a four-piece band called the Razzy Dazzy Spasm Band. And I mean, what an incredible lineup. So it'll be a family reunion. It'll be a reunion of time and place. It'll be a reunion of musical inspirations. So I'm really excited for it. And you're gonna take it cause fake and it's not what you do.
I just did a video, interviewed some guys in Bethlehem. They produce a little thing called the Bethlehemite. It's like a postcard and it has local shows on it and everything. And people are going wild over it. And I bring this up just because it kind of feels the same kind of DIY as some of these, the show that you're talking about, where we're taking a minute to, hey, we're not going to play every song really quick. We're going to talk about it. And why did we write this? And what does it mean maybe to me? And it can mean something different to somebody else. And I think that's really important now without maybe sounding corny. I just feel like people are really open to that. Have you seen that as you've been touring?
I couldn't agree more. You know, I mean, we live in an age of absolutely incredible technology, no doubt about it. AI, of course, everybody's talking about it. And AI in music's a big topic. AI in art is a big topic. You know, we go on our social media, which used to not really have ads on it, and everything we're seeing are like, you know, glossy 4K ads for for music too. I think where we can really differentiate ourselves and what people are hungry for is that human connection of live music and especially live original music. And I think, like you said, it's sort of DIY to do postcards now or posters. I've even thought of like, you know, it's so hard to get people to pay attention to email blasts when you send them out. What if we went back 20 years and I actually mailed people postcards with my shows on it? Like how DIY would
they'd
that
probably get it and go like, what is this?
What is this? You know, I'd probably like,
what are they doing?
You know, triple my ticket sales or something. But so I do think like, I mean, AI is just never going to replace people in a room sharing an experience of music together. And that's part of what we're creating.
And talk a little bit about yourself. Like, obviously, this is great. Go to GodfreyDaniels.org for tickets and we're going to get everybody there July 16th. But talk about yourself a little bit. Are you doing anything else this summer? I know you just came back from Nashville. I saw some videos of you playing there. Like, what are you up to?
Yeah, Nashville was a blast. You know, I did a couple of shows down there. I did a songwriter round and then sort of more of a upbeat. I had a backing band. We were on the rooftop at John Bon Jovi's club right on Broadway. Crazy strip.
What's that like?
It is such a weird cross between like Disney World and Vegas for music. You know?
Right? Yeah.
It's a spectacle. The music's incredible. I mean, to be honest, Broadway is, it's no secret, Broadway is basically all playing covers to tourists, you know, and that's fine. And the musicians are incredible. It was really cool to be able to be in that scene and be playing original music. There's not too many opportunities for that. So that was awesome. I'll be doing Solstice Music Festival over in Clinton, New Jersey, coming up in August. I'll be doing Black Bear Americana Music Fest later on in August. That's up in Connecticut. Doing some short tours in the fall. I'm opening for Ellis Paul up in Boston, which is going to be fabulous. Awesome. He comes around to Godfrey's a lot. Incredible songwriter. I just got picked to do a formal showcase at the New England Regional Folk Alliance Conference, which is one of those things where it's like sort of, it's a bit, not a lot of people have heard of it, but in the right circles, it's a really nice nod. I'll play to an entire conference full of music industry professionals and, you know, see if I can turn some heads.
I think it's almost more of an honor to be, you know, recognized by the people who are really laser focused on this stuff. You know what I mean? Because they know what's good when they're, in my opinion, anyway. So that's really cool. I mean, do you enjoy obviously the traveling you talked about? Driving and stuff. Talk a little bit about that. Obviously, it's a grind for you. Do you enjoy it? Do you like being a homebody? What is it for you?
A little bit of both. I mean, I have a family. I've got a wife and two wonderful daughters. And so, you know, being away from home isn't as awesome as it used to be, but they're super supportive. And my territory these days is sort of Virginia to Maine. I'm not going nationally like I used to. For that reason. And it's great. I love being on the road. I love that lifestyle, but I have very good reasons to want to come home too.
Absolutely. And that's great. And we want everyone to come home July 16th. Just talk a little bit. I mean, it's really, again, it's unique that you have your uncle there. So what can kind of people expect on July 16th at Godfrey Daniels?
Yeah, I mean, I think you'll hear some really cool history. If you're a Godfrey Daniels aficionado, I think you're going to hear some really cool history, some really cool stories that Doug's going to be able to tell and share about his days there. If you've never been to Godfrey Daniels at all and you don't know what it's about, it's going to be totally fun for you too. It's just going to be, I think, a focus on what we hope is really great songwriting and the stories behind the songs. Of course, there's going to be a family element to it. One of the things I'm really excited about is my great-grandmother was actually a songwriter.
Really?
And there's one tune that survived. I'm sure there's more and I'd like to dig them up someday, but there's one tune that she wrote about this beautiful lake in New England where my family goes every year. And there's only one verse to it. And a couple of years ago, I decided I'm going to co-write it with her. I'm going to write another verse to it. And it's not something I've done publicly a whole lot, but this is going to be the perfect time to debut that. So I'm excited.
What's
for
the
that
name of it?
There's a beautiful spot in New England.
That's so neat. So I'm assuming it not a recording of it, but you have the music of it, or how? You listened to it when you were a kid, I guess.
Like, well, we've got the sheet music. I never met her. She's my great grandmother.
Okay.
You know, it was just like an oral tradition of singing the song around the campfire. So, I mean,
how neat is that though? It's like, instead of having like an heirloom, I mean, it's an heirloom that's like intangible.
Yeah. It's cool. Yeah. I've got the sheet music in framed up on my wall in my music room.
That's so neat. I mean, I love it. So there, you just sort of, you got a little piece of the stories that you might hear on July 16th, and it's exciting. And I, you said it, I'll say it too. If you haven't been to Godfrey Daniels, this is a great time to start because it's unique. It's fun. You're going to learn and enjoy it. So Alex, we look forward to it. And thank you for coming on the show. And what do people just go to? Is it alexratis.com or where can they find more info?
Yep. Alexratis.com, alexradus.com. And you can find me on pretty much all the social things at Alexratis Music.
And we'll see you at Godfrey Daniels Songcraft in the Round on July 16th with Doug Old Moose Anderson, your uncle, which is so cool. Alex, thank you again. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. My pleasure. Thanks.
I'm yours. 'Cause I'm yours.